Is Shohei Ohtani into OnlyFans? Shohei Ohtani like OnlyFans models at all? I'm going straight to the top. Just put the sack on the clock. I am Ray Allen's a shot. I'm going straight to the top. Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? Mike Filmer here with another episode of the Sports and the Real Shit podcast. As always, appreciate you joining me, watching on YouTube, listening, Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, wherever. As always, appreciate the love. And I always say that because I really do. When you're first starting out and you're getting like, you know, a couple views here or there, and then it starts to grow in comments, It's crazy to watch, right? People are actually interested in what I have to say. So I really do mean that. I appreciate that. So yeah, thanks a lot. Continue to follow, subscribe, tell your friends, family, neighbors about it all. But let's jump right into it, y'all. So my brother-in-law, he's kind of into conspiracies. I am too. A little bit. Not as much. I have some family members who will remain nameless who are pretty big into conspiracies. All right? I'm not going to say I'm not into conspiracies at all. Some things I do think are conspiracies. But one of the conspiracies that I didn't know was going around was apparently, and this thing to me is clearly a joke, right? Kevin Hart, it's on social media, if you're on TikTok or whatever. There's a video of Kevin Hart on social media where he's talking about how during an all-star game, I think it was in Toronto or something like that, and, you know, Steph Curry comes up to him or something like that, and he looks at Steph Curry's arm, and it looks like, I guess it looks fake, it looks robotic, and I guess this is kind of like being proof that Steph Curry isn't human. He has a robotic arm. That's why he's able to shoot threes like that and from such distance like nobody else. And I'm telling you, this video is like this huge conspiracy about fakery in sports. It's so dumb. Like it's Kevin Hart. It's at least for me, right? I'm a sarcastic person and I can tell when people are joking for the most part. And it's kind of obvious that Kevin Hart is being ridiculous on this video, but it's been taken as gospel in the conspiracy world. And, you know, there are some people who believe Steph Curry's arm is fake. Like I said, I believe some conspiracies. The problem with conspiracies is most of them usually start off, okay, you can believe that. And then when you get really heavy into it, it's like, whoa. I'm out. I'm done. I can't take that leap with you, brother. All right? This one is one of them. There are some conspiracies. Steph Curry having a robotic arm is not one of them, okay? But if we're going to believe that Steph Curry has a robotic arm, what the hell is Shohei Ohtani? This fool is a complete robot. If Steph Curry's arm is robotic and bionic or whatever, like Shohei Ohtani is not human, bro. He's an alien. This brother is ridiculous. And I'm going to be honest, I used to keep up with baseball more than I, you know, in my younger years, right? When I had more time to spend and waste. But now I don't watch baseball as much as I used to, but I do catch some highlights, and this brother is ridiculous. And I've been thinking about it is, why is possibly, you know, someone who's going to be, maybe go down as the best baseball player ever, nobody knows about this guy in the general public. In the mainstream, nobody knows about what Shohei Ohtani is doing. And this dude is nasty. This guy's striking out people ridiculously while at the same time getting up there and hitting home runs like he's freaking Ken Griffey or somebody. Like, what the hell is going on? So this dude's got to be fake to me if Steph got a robotic arm. So that's what I want to talk about a little bit today is baseball. Listen, baseball is historically, at least in my lifetime, hasn't done a great job of marketing its players. The players in baseball really have had to market themselves, really. Whereas the NBA has their players all over the place, right? The NFL markets the shield. They don't want individualism, but somehow they still get the ratings and so on. But baseball, I don't know. I don't think does a really great job of marketing its players, at least compared to other leagues. But man, baseball got to do something to get this guy out there and to get more notoriety. They can use this guy to get more notoriety, right? But their marketing department or whatever it is, they've got problems in that area. And listen, there's been plenty, and recently there's been plenty of excuses made about why, you know, baseball is where it is. You know, they say, well, you know, there's too many foreign players. You know, there's not enough black players. Yeah, that's true. There's not enough black players. There could be more black players in the MLB. But I don't blame baseball for that. 100%. Right? But yes, MLB is kind of liable because they do target, you know, Dominican Republic players. Right? Dominican players, Hispanic players, Cuban players. They do that. That's true. But I'm not going to put all that 100% on baseball. Like, there's other reasons why more black kids aren't playing baseball. Hell, white kids, right? They're not interested. They're more interested in basketball and football. The game is just slower in this new age, right? And I'll get into that in a bit. There's just, you got to love baseball to play it, to watch it. But they make excuses, foreign players, black players, you know. But there's the RBI program for black, for inner city kids, so on and so forth, right? But those are just excuses to me. Right, well, the players don't really speak English well. This, you can't understand them. Let me say this, man. First of all, Shohei Ohtani, to me, speaks English fine. Okay? But people who make that excuse, don't people remember, like, Sammy Sosa? This dude, Sammy Sosa, you could hardly understand what his brother was saying. But when he was hitting them home runs and hitting the scoreboard out of Wrigley or whatever, people was watching. People was watching, you know, him come up to bat and hitting dingers and then running around the bases and doing his, yeah, I got it memorized because I watched it. His kiss after the homers. I had the whole thing memorized. Him running out, you know, going to, what did he play, left field before the games? Well, at the start of the game? Like, but Sammy Sosa could hardly speak English. So, So Sammy Sosa had a commercial with McDonald's that junk me and cracked me and my friends up. You know, I think at the end of it, did somebody say McDonald's? What is, you know, Hispanic accent? So the foreign players thing, that they don't speak English thing, yeah, that's some of, there's going to be people in the U.S., right, who don't want to, you know, other cultures to be part of it, you know. They don't care to listen to what other people, other cultures have to say. That's their business, all right? There's always going to be those. But for the most part, personally, I don't think the lack of American players is what's setting baseball back right now. Because like I said, when dudes was hitting bombs, nobody cared where they were from, what color they were. They were just hitting, they were in awe of the damn home runs. So here's what I think the true problems are in baseball, all right? Those other things I think are excuses. Some of it is valid, but for the most part, I don't think it is. But here's what I think the true reasons why baseball has fallen back, has taken a step back. First, I think attention spans of kids are different now, all right? Dudes are on their phones, even at basketball and football games. People are on their phones during the game. Meaning there's so much distraction now that if you were to try to watch a baseball game at home, for the most part, unless you love the game, it's impossible. I know baseball tried to speed up the game and do things like that. Kids are just more distracted now. That's just the way it is. Number two, kids are specializing. lack of PE, and I've talked about this in previous episodes. There's no PE in schools to teach kids baseball. Okay? They may get to play basketball, but they're not, most kids aren't playing baseball at school anymore. Like I said, my kids don't know anything how to play baseball or softball. I had to teach them that. I had to teach them how to put on a baseball glove. Meanwhile, I learned that in like elementary school, like third grade. Kids are specializing. So when they do play basketball, they're not, you know, there's no off season for them, you know, like they're travel ball all the time. So there's no time to pick up another sport for the most part. No off season. They're just playing the same thing all the time. They don't have time. They don't have time to watch baseball. They don't have time to play baseball. There's nothing. And baseball itself, on a major league level, professional level, is competing with other sports, right? So not only are the kids not playing and don't have time to play and don't have time to watch and don't care to watch, but baseball, MLB itself, is competing with other sports. They're competing with basketball and NBA and the NFL. Even in the offseason, there is no more offseason for these sports, all right? I remember when I was younger, the NFL offseason seemed like it took forever. Like from the end of the Super Bowl to the start of the next preseason seemed like it was a whole nother like 12 months. But now, because you have, you know, highlights on YouTube constantly available for streaming, you have podcasts talking about basketball and football, you know, even during the offseason, you have trades and free agency, you have players doing this and that. Like the drama is there throughout the whole offseason. You have OTAs for football, you have pre-draft, like you have coverage from the time the Super Bowl is over till the next preseason. There is NFL coverage wall to wall. Like, you don't have to watch anything about baseball if you don't want to. There's all kinds of OTA coverage. Now, when I was younger, I didn't know anything about OTA coverage. People taking pictures and videos of OTA coverage, and that stuff wasn't available. Pre-draft coverage. Like, draft coverage now for the NFL is like its own business, man. Like, it could be like its own league. Like, who can cover the draft better and predict dudes better? Like, there's actually betting on that stuff. So the MLB is having a challenge because the heart of their season is used to be during when other leagues didn't have that much news going on. But no, it's no longer the case. And they're struggling. So kids don't care about it. Only the diehard fans are really watching baseball right now, the MLB, right? So it's hard to watch, you know, the dog days of summer when you can just turn on YouTube and watch football highlights for 3 months, basketball highlights, right? Basketball free agency, right? The NBA now has more trades and player movement than it did before. Like, what do you do if you're the MLB? Like, dude, I'm trying to get some airtime here, and you guys have all this commotion going on and distracting. And the players have their own stuff going on, their own drama. Guns. OnlyFans. Who's getting with who? The modern day fan now has so much more to watch and to be distracted by that MLB is just struggling. And yes, the TV ratings may say that, you know, for the most part, the, you know, MLB TV ratings, at least regionally, match the NBA's TV ratings. I'm not a TV rating expert guy, right? I know the NFL is king when it comes to TV watching, all right? It's appointment viewing every week. But some people will tell you that, you know, the MLB and NBA TV ratings aren't that far off. But it's clear who's more popular. Like, when you're on social media, like, who's dominating the headlines? Like, hardly anybody who doesn't watch baseball knows who Shohei Ohtani is, right? But people who don't watch basketball know, like, Bron. Like, they know Steph Curry. You know what I'm saying? So when we were younger, MLB could get by, even though the ratings had been dipping from the all-time highs, right, from like the early 90s. But even during the late 90s and early 2000s, the MLB could get by because there wasn't so much off-season traffic from the other leagues. So for me, right, when I was younger, I remember, right, I didn't have that many options on TV. So even during NFL games, right, NFL season, there wasn't no, you know, direct TV and watching, you know, Red Zone channel all day or something like that, or having access to all the games on a direct TV NFL package. There wasn't any of that. So when we were younger, when we were watching the NFL, at least, you know, growing up in Orlando, you know, you watch the Dolphins game. A lot of times, Dolphins game was over. That was it. It was regional broadcast. And if there wasn't no afternoon game on, say, Fox or something like that, that was broadcast in your area, man, you were watching golf, bro. We were going from Dan Marino to, like, freaking Greg Kite or somebody. Yeah, that's what we were doing. Like, that's when, you know, golf wasn't even that exciting for us back then because it was quiet. No, you can't talk. There wasn't no fist-pumping Tiger Woods. Now, at least you can watch Tiger play. He's fist-pumping the younger cats. You know, they're excited about the sport. They're excited about making great shots. Back then, you couldn't get too excited. So nobody was trying to watch golf. I'm telling you, man, on a number of occasions during NFL season, watching NBC or CBS, whatever the network was at the time, I remember, you know, going from Dolphins games directly into golf coverage. So you either had to sit there and watch golf and watch, you know, Greg Norman or somebody, Davis Love, or you went outside and played football, play basketball. Now the kids can sit there and watch football all day, and they're on their cell phones while doing that, on their computer. Like, these kids are multitasking to the max. They're watching a game. They're playing video game on another screen. Like, their attention span is ridiculous. They have no room for anything else. So trying to squeeze in baseball, I can see, is tough. In the off season, when basketball, when the NBA was over, we had to watch MLB. I mean, WNBA. Like, I watched the Houston Comets dominate. Like, they were the original big three, I would say, in my lifetime. Like, they dominated WNBA with Tina Thompson, Cheryl Swoops, Cynthia Cooper. Like, they were we had to watch that. Kids nowadays don't have to watch the WNBA. Especially if you were a sports. So I was a sports junkie as well. So that might have been it, right? So I was watching sports. I was watching MLB. I was watching Griffey and Frank Thomas, right? I was watching Barry Bonds. My friends, we were watching that, and we would go outside and, you know, try to hit like Griffey, even when we weren't left-handed. That's not there anymore. That's for the most part, that's not there anymore, because there's so many distractions. But I'm a sports junkie, so I watched the WNBA. Hell, I was watching hockey. Most people ain't watching hockey now, which is a super niche sport. And baseball is becoming a super niche sport. But hockey's been super niche for a while, but I was watching hockey. I was a hockey fan back in the day. I have some hockey hot takes, I'm going to be honest with you. All right? I don't know if Wayne Gretzky is the greatest hockey player of all time. All right? And normally I'm not a rings guy. But Wayne Gretzky, you know, on the Edmonton Oilers, you know, dominated in his team. But his team was so dominant in the 80s that he put up all the stats and he won. But fast forward to the 90s, after he gets traded, you know, to the LA Kings, cats who were on his team won championships or a championship. So I watched Mark Messier on the New York Rangers in the NHL win a championship with the New York Rangers. Gretzky never won one without Messier, and they were on the same team in the Edmonton Oilers. So Messier won without Gretzky. Gretzky never won without Messier. It is what it is. That's my hot take. Mario Lemieux might have been a better hockey player than Wayne Gretzky. Some people believe that. But I watch hockey. I watch Lemieux. I watch the Penguins and Jaromir Jagr. Like, so I was a sports junkie. Not everybody was. But what I'm trying to say is there was more opportunities to be a sports junkie back then because you didn't have NFL and NBA all off season. You can follow these dudes on Twitter and social media in their lives and watch them, you know, be messy on social media. We didn't have that. So we had to watch baseball. We had to watch hockey. We had to watch WNBA if we wanted to watch sports on TV, or we took our behinds outside and played. All right? That was it. But now the NFL is a soap opera in the offseason. All the, you know, rumors and drafts and OTAs. The NBA is a soap opera because the players make it so, even without any trades. But there is way more trades now than before. Player movement is crazy now. Free agency is crazy now. But even without that, it's a big-ass soap opera. And nowadays, the kids love the storylines more than they actually love the game. If you're on social media, kids will spend more time talking about the storylines and the off-the-field drama than the actual games. Or even during the season, you'll find people talking about, you know, planning the upcoming draft and who should they draft and how their team should tank. We should tank and draft so-and-so, than talking about the actual games going on live in front of them. There's more access to the players' lives now. Like I said, social media, Twitter, whatever. Like, this stuff going on with, you know, Zion Williamson now and, you know, this OnlyFans girl or whatever, OnlyFans model. Who knows what these dudes was doing back in the day? Only God knows that, man. People, you know, we thought Michael Jordan was straight lace, you know? We knew he had his gambling thing going on. But then this, you know, him and his wife, you know, get divorced and it's like, oh, Mike was doing his thing. For those of us, we didn't live in Chicago, who didn't weren't in the news like that. It wasn't all over the papers. We didn't know. So if there was Twitter and social media back in those days, maybe, you know, I don't get to fall in love and watch all these different sports and diversify. There might not be an incentive because I can just watch Michael Jordan's life play out right in front of me on social media 24/7. And dudes are tweeting and posting and, you know, I would have known all these things. But that's not the case. Now it is. And that's a big factor working against baseball. But another big factor, I think, is overall, they're just missing the big star power, the big draw. Someone you can talk about in the offseason, like basketball. Okay? Someone from baseball, you can from MLB, you can talk about in the offseason. So Shohei Ohtani is great. He's a robot, right? He's doing ridiculous things. But I don't know if he can be the face of baseball. Meaning, I don't know if he wants to or has the personality to draw people in, the casuals. And really, that's what the leagues are struggling with, right? The hardcore fans are going to watch regardless. But if you're trying to grow the game and bring in casuals, you need people, players, who are going to bring those, whose lives at this point in time are going to draw people in, not just their on-the-field play. But they got to have like that mega star power that kids want to be like. That makes you, oh, I'm going to put down this controller for a second and watch Shohei Ohtani. Even though he doesn't play for my favorite team. That's what baseball, I think, MLB is lacking, among other things. All right. They need the dominant. They lack the dominant. Well, they do have a dominant guy, right? But not only are you dominant, but you have to be kind of outgoing. I don't know if that's Shohei Ohtani's personality. Right? So Shohei Ohtani to me is in the same boat the NBA would be if they were trying to present the Joker as the face of the league. Or even Kawhi Leonard. Right? These guys They're quiet. They just want to play and go home. Don't care about all this other stuff. Now, Shohei Ohtani, you know, he seems like an interesting guy watching him. But I don't know if he has that draw, right? He doesn't have the draw of, say, a Ken Griffey, right, wearing his hat backwards. He doesn't have that draw. That cool factor, I don't think, right? The kid, he doesn't have that. He doesn't have his Barry Bonds's, you know, Barry Bonds was basically like hated the media, right? So that was a draw. Because he hated the media, people were drawn to him. And he was blasting homers. And that's the difference, right? So Aaron Judge is another great player, right? Aaron Judge is another great player. But people don't want to tune in to watch Aaron Judge. Like last year when Aaron Judge was about to hit, you know, 60 homers or 61, whatever, 62 homers, and ESPN kept cutting away, people on social media was complaining, like, why the hell is ESPN cutting away during, you know, the college football games on a Saturday to go to Aaron Judge's homers when it was supposed to be historic? But people didn't like that. Whereas when Barry Bonds was doing his thing, ESPN would cut away, and it would be Barry Bonds taking four straight pitches outside, intentional walking. And people didn't have no issues with that because there was a draw to Barry Bonds. We watched Barry Bonds get walked, and we didn't care because there was the one-off chance that he would get a pitch to hit, and he was going to kill it and hit it into the damn ocean. But for whatever reason now, you know, people aren't drawn to the stars in the MLB like we used to be back then. So it's not just Shohei Ohtani's fault. It's not Aaron Judge. It's just all of it put together, man. It makes it tough for the MLB, where it is now, to stack up and bring in the casuals. Another thing. America likes to boast, whether we like it or not, all right? We like to call ourselves the greatest country in the world, this and that. Other countries aren't fans of that, the fact that we call ourselves the greatest country in the world all the time, all right? But Americans like to boast, greatest country in the world, it's not, yada, yada, yada. And we like our athletes to kind of act that way, to act like the greatest, to not only be the greatest, put on a show, hit home runs, but hit the home runs off the scoreboard and then off the field to act like you're like that. It's been like that in baseball, basketball, football, any sport that has a guy. Think about it. Any sport that has a guy that draws a lot of people, they're not just great on the field. They're drawing people off the field as well. And they may not explicitly say, hey, I'm the best. But there's something about them that lets you know, hey, man, this guy carries himself like he's the best. And I don't know if baseball has that personality. And by the way, Mike Trout was the best player in baseball before Ohtani showed up. And Mike Trout is more like the Joker in Kawhi Leonard. Like he could care less about that stuff. So the MLB has been struggling with their stars to act like Americans like their stars to act, if you get what I'm saying. And it ain't their fault. I think Shohei Ohtani's great. I think it's great that, you know, he could be the face of the league. I just don't know if he's enough, his personality is enough to be that, to bring in casuals. Let me give you some examples, right? So, Michael Jordan. The man was flashy. He had flashy cars. Not only was he flying and doing unbelievable things on the court, but he was flashy off the court. Mike Tyson. The man lived life to the fullest outside of the ring. And he was knocking dudes out in 3 seconds in the ring. Magic Johnson. The brother had the golden smile, and he kept the lady smiling. Tom Brady. Winning Super Bowls and banging models. Aaron Rodgers, California kid. We already know. Great on the field. Off the field, he's doing his thing. And now he's making use, taking psychedelics, but he carries himself differently. So if we go to baseball, if we think of the past in baseball, right? I already talked about Sosa, the way he carried himself on the field, right? His cheesy-ass McDonald's commercial. But Mark McGwire, remember Mark McGwire in his home run chase? Like, the dude was hitting home runs off the scoreboard. Like, Mark McGwire was literally like freaking Paul Bunyan. Only thing missing from Mark McGwire was like a damn blue ox. Walking around sleeveless half the time. Like, he carried himself like he knew he was that guy. He was all powerful. He was a baseball god. Griffey, we talked about the kid, his backwards hat, his style, his flair. He just carried himself differently. Barry Bonds, I already said about him. He didn't like the media. He carried himself, right? During his home run chase, he carried himself like he knew he was that guy. Derek Jeter, the brother was hitting on and off the field. Seemed like he ran through all the best of Hollywood. So did A-Rod. The point I'm making is these cats weren't just, they were soap operas. And in this age of social media, MLB kind of needs a dude that's going to be a bit of a soap opera, to be honest with you. And it's unfortunate, but that's how it is. If they're going to compete with the NFL and the NBA, they need some dudes who kids would want to follow off the field. Soccer kind of needs the same thing, right? So every 4 years, you know, World Cup, the Americans pile on and watch the World Cup. We support the team and rah, rah, rah. And then we're like, oh, man, soccer is really picking up in this country. And then it goes away. You know why? Because there is no star power in the U.S., in the MLS, to draw in the casual. So you look at somebody like Cristiano Ronaldo. I know Messi's coming over to Miami, but Messi's past his prime. But if you had put prime Cristiano Ronaldo in the MLS, dude walking around with his shirt off all the time, rolling up his shorts, showing off his damn quads, getting the baddies, yeah, soccer would have exploded in the U.S., if prime Cristiano Ronaldo played in the MLS. Because he brings a storyline. You can follow him on the field for his greatness and off the field. So he's like maybe the most followers or one of the most followers on Instagram or something like that. That's what the MLB needs. And it's not Shohei Ohtani's fault. He just doesn't have that personality. I don't have that kind of personality. Walking around shirtless all the time. Like Cristiano Ronaldo pulling up his shorts, showing off his quad. This brother damn naked most of the time on the pitch after the game. Think about Serena Williams, women's sports. Serena was dominant on the tennis court, man. Those damn screens scare you. 100-mile-per-hour serve, and she's grunting all the damn time. It scares you. It was intimidating. She knew she had that bravado. She carried that with her. Even off the court, you knew, like, Serena, like, she was powerful, man. She was a goddess. The goddess of tennis. MLB lacks that. So that's what they need. I'm trying to think of other sports. Usain Bolt, right? Trying to diversify her. Usain Bolt and track. We tuned in. Track is exciting, you know, every 4 years, usually in the Olympics. But even outside of the 4 years, when Usain Bolt was racing, if it was on TV, people watched because it was so exciting to watch. And then he does his whole electric bolt thing after he wins. And then he talked a little bit of trash because he knew he was the fastest. Anyway, you guys get the point I'm making. LeBron. Like, LeBron got a whole crew around him. Like, they move like LeBron moves like he knows he's like that. And I don't mind. And Americans like that. We're drawn to that. We're drawn to the storyline. We're drawn to the off-the-field stuff now. We like the bravado. We like guys who not only play the best, but kind of act like they're the best. Honestly, they kind of act like they're above the rest of us, to be honest. And that's fine. And baseball has made improvements, right? They've tried to speed up the game, add more offense, you know, this and that. But honestly, that's what they're lacking. They're lacking the true star on and off the field power. Right? They're lacking the personality. And then they're competing with other sports for airspace at a time when in the past they didn't have to. So they kind of have to figure it out. So I have some recommendations for baseball. I can help. Holler at me, baseball, MLB. So here's some recommendations for baseball, all right? Number one, is Shohei Ohtani into OnlyFans? Shohei Ohtani like OnlyFans models at all? If this dude want to follow the Zion Williamson path, I promise you. Can you imagine? Shohei Ohtani getting revealed as some stupid storyline. I'm telling you, those are the kind of storylines that kids prefer. I'm telling you, kids prefer these kind of stupid storylines following people's personal lives. Whereas older fans like me, we could give a damn. We couldn't give a damn. That's your personal business. Now we are wiser. We know that if our favorite athletes of the past had been, you know, total exposure on social media like that, like their lives will be all like they're not saints. Their lives will be all over this stuff too. And they would look bad, right? They would have all this mess on social media as well. But that's what kids like, these storylines, this mess on social media. So Shohei, he don't even have to do nothing. He could just agree with the MLB to put out a rumor. Hey, man, we're trying to get more exposure with the casuals. Mr. Ohtani, you mind if we use your name in a scandal? Right? But that's probably not realistic. Steroids. MLB needs to bring back steroids. I don't care what they say. They want to act like they weren't part of the, you know, having steroids. They didn't allow steroids in the locker room back in the day. Who you lying to, MLB? You fronting. Bring back steroids. Let the dudes get all jacked up and hit home runs out of the damn ballpark, hitting scoreboards all day. That'll get you publicity. That's where you messed up. See, you gave us the drug. You sold us the drug of crazy home runs all the time. And then you took it away and you expected us to stay. Nah, man, we were addicted to those home runs. You try to act like you weren't part of, you know, bringing steroids into baseball. Psych. Who believes that? You knew what Mark McGwire was doing. You knew what Barry was doing. Sammy Sosa. You knew what these boys were taking. And you allowed it. And we're okay with it. Fans don't mind. So bring back steroids. Let the boys hit dingers off the scoreboard. That'll bring your fans. That'll bring your ratings. All right, you don't want to do that? Fine. In the vein of more offense, where the NFL has pretty much made it impossible to play defense, the NBA has made it pretty much impossible to play defense. No more 78-75 fourth quarter games. NFL is high octane. Everybody now is putting up 4,000 yards. MLB probably needs to have bigger baseballs. Those big, giant, little league balls. That might be what they need. Again, more offense. Let the boys hit more home runs. People would watch the MLB if every other at-bat somebody was hitting a home run, man. Bigger baseballs. That's my recommendation. If you don't want to do steroids, if you don't think Ohtani will go with the models, the OnlyFans models, and get you the off-season storylines, bigger baseballs. But truthfully, seriously, I'm not sure what the solution is for MLB at this time, right? Outside of drastically changing the game. Like I said, football, NFL drastically changed the game. Receivers should not be comfortable going over the middle of the field. But now they are because the NFL said you can't hit these defenseless receivers. So now receivers are, it's like a superhighway for tight ends and receivers in the middle of the field. So every quarterback now can throw for 4,000 yards easily. You can't hit the damn quarterback anymore. So they're comfortable. And so NFL drastically changed the game to keep growing. MLB is going to have to drastically change the game, I'm telling you. These little onesie-twosie changes. Nah, man, I'm telling you, a bigger baseball and let dudes hit the ball. Every other at-bat, somebody's hitting a home run. I promise you, we're bringing the casuals. And they're smacking the damn thing off the scoreboard like Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa was doing back in the day. Rafael Palmeira and these boys putting up nasty numbers. Even and MLB want to act like, yeah, we didn't know these guys were taking steroids. Come on, man. Who are you fooling? So that's what it's going to have to be, y'all. Or else baseball is going to be a niche sport, and they're going to continue to be reduced to a niche regional sport. And when the World Series on, nobody's going to really pay attention. Except for diehard fans and those of us, you know, who grew up watching baseball, who are, you know, still kind of interested, even though we may not truly have the time that we used to as kids. But if you're going to grow the game, baseball is going to have to make drastic changes. And those are my recommendations. But man, Shohei Ohtani, if you don't watch baseball, you haven't watched baseball in a while, like I said, I know I don't have time like I used to, but at least catch this cat's highlights, because it's stupid to see a guy strike out 10 in the same game he hits two home runs. Like, he has like 28 home runs already this season. Like, the brother's sick, okay? He's probably not the best hitter and the best pitcher, but he's up there in both, and we've never seen that. People talked about Babe Ruth doing that. But Babe Ruth didn't play against black players. Sorry, babe. This dude is doing it. He's like Ken Griffey, Barry Bonds, and Greg Maddux at the same time. For those of us who grew up watching Greg Maddux in the 90s. He's ridiculous. Great baseball player. He could be the face of the league, but unfortunately, in the environment that we're in, you need somebody who's going to pop more. And it's not his fault. Not his fault at all. You just need somebody who's messy. Not messy. Leo Messi. Right? Lionel Messi. No, messy as in like, you need somebody who does crazy stuff off the field and gets in trouble and gets caught with OnlyFans. You need storylines. That's what the youngsters need now. The casuals. All right, y'all. This is what I want to talk about today. Kids are specialized, man. It's not all the way baseball's fault. Part of it is, like I said in previous episodes, there's no PE. Kids aren't being exposed to different sports. It's like basketball and football all year. Appreciate y'all watching once again, listening, as always. Y'all be great. Talk to you next time. Sports in the Real Mike Feldman. Peace. I'm going straight to the top. Just put the sack on the clock. I am Ray Allen's a shot. I'm going straight to the top.